Thanks for tuning in and listening to Riley on Film. I am Damian Riley, your ghost host. While you're here, I hope you got your horror's worth. Find out more and subscribe, only not in that order, at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, enjoy the show. Okay, so I just saw two, and I have mixed thoughts about it, but I thought it was pretty good. And I'll get more in detail about my rating on this film. I'm going to be giving it a 6 out of 10. And, you know, which isn't that bad for horror. You go below 5, I think, is a bad horror rating. But just what you see out there on the services, as I've said many times, is a result of people democratically there in the system to vote up a film or vote down a film. And so some people get confused and they think horror films are regular films. So then they watch them and then they hate them because they hate horror. And that's what brings them down. A lot of that happens, like, so much that those people kind of, I don't know if they're vindictive or what, but because they didn't like that horror, they rate it really low. So I have found that, you know, movies like Dumb and Dumber are going to rate very high, whereas a film like 2 is going to be lucky to be above 50. In fact, the IMDb is 4.2 over 10. I'm giving it a 6. So anyway, just trust me, I really like this movie, but it did have some flaws. And like, for example, they didn't really develop the motive very much. And I'll try to avoid spoilers, but usually I do have spoilers on this show. And if you've been listening, you know, the 6 years I've been doing it, you know that, but I just like to throw it out there. So if you don't like spoilers, I would stop now. But I am going to try and keep it a fairly spoiler-free show if you want to just go ahead and continue. I don't think what I have to share is going to affect your experience of the film. I really liked the way the couple was the center of gravity, so to speak. When there was fear, when there was panic, when there were dogs barking, when there was snow, all of a sudden, this male escort and this, I guess she's pushing 40. I started to say middle-aged, but she's not middle-aged. She's not in her 20s. She's not in high school, but she's very beautiful. Very beautiful body, and there is nudity. So if that means anything to you, doesn't usually mean anything to me, but it's kind of tasteful nudity in this one. Enjoyed it. Man, she's a very beautiful woman, so thank you to her. I should have her name ahead of me here, which I don't, because I'm looking at my notes on the Fire Stick tonight, not on my computer. So I don't have her name, but this, by the way, this is a foreign film that has been made into, has been dubbed. So as you may know, Netflix has been doing that more and more and more. I used to be really against it. Probably actually tonight is the first night I'm officially not against it. I have seen enough really cool dubbed shows. Also, too, which is called, guess what? Dos. So it's in Spanish. But I've seen enough really good ones to say now, okay, Netflix, we'll let you live on this one. Just don't blow it. Don't get too, don't put them up like puppy mills or something like that. Get the good ones. There you go. That's what I meant to say. But two is, I'll just say, you know, two people wake up and they're surgically connected at the abdomen. And so, you know, there's the back and forth, he said, she said, fighting, really. They don't even know each other. But they sort of, you know, have to deal with the fact that they're stitched together. Kind of smacks of the human centipede, of course. And tusk. In fact, when they showed where they were stitched together, it had big old gnarly stitches on thick skin that was doubled over on itself. And it looked exactly like tusk. So there's a pretty good story. I don't really herald the story that much. Let's get into what I didn't like. I've already said that I didn't like how they didn't develop the serial killer, if you want to call him, or we don't even really know what he is. He's her husband, he's her jealous husband, but like we don't know, they don't really give us a whole lot of background on him. Not that I want to waste a bunch of time, but maybe if they could just say a couple more things to kind of bring him into the dark a little bit, because he's in the light and he's just boring. He's got, you know, white beard and he's just this old man and he's not scary in any way, and it's hard to even believe that he masterminded all of it. One thing that I thought would be cool if they had some kind of medical diagram so they could actually know what had happened to them. If it was just skin, they really could have just cut that. It would have hurt really bad, but they could have done it. So, anyway, now I'm getting into details. I don't care to do that on this particular episode. Anybody wants to talk about it more or have me talk about it more, make that comment to me. But for today, I'm going to move on. Okay, so that's two. I'm doing a lot of podcasts all of a sudden. This is like, I think I skipped a day, so I've done two this week so far. So pretty excited about it, and I'm trying to get back into it. So appreciate all the support, people that have said, go for it, we like it. That's so awesome. I so appreciate it. And if you ever want to request a movie for me to watch and review, I'd love to do it, and I'll make it an hour episode. Have a good one, and thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe always for free at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, have a great day.